KV8RVP, KV8RVP, KV8LDO, mobile. AMA, CAD, monitoring.
That last monitoring station, why don't you come back with your call sign one more time. This is KF8EDQ, Mike up in Saginaw. Good morning.
KF8EDQ, this is KM8CAD, Kilo Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta. Name is Dan. Just south of St. John's, headed to Lansing right now. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Dan, KM8DAD. Yeah, it's good morning. It's the sun is shining. I'm vertical. I just rolled out of bed a little bit ago, so I'm still getting the cobwebs out of my head. But I heard you out there this morning. I want to say good morning. So you're on the road. You're coming in crystal clear for driving. You must have an external antenna there. So you sounded really good through the repeater there. I'm just getting my cup of coffee. I'm listening to the East Coast Reflector and the question of the day. And how are you this morning?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I likewise am vertical. Doing pretty good. Just on my way to work at MSU here and. It is a beautiful morning. A little bit of fog on the ground, but yeah, the sun is out, and just the way I like it. Not too hot, and not too cold. What's the trivia question this morning?
Yeah, Roger. The trivia question. It is a trivial question. It's how many houseplants do you have in your house? So, Dan, how many houseplants do you have in your house?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we have a few. As to how many exactly we have, you'll have to ask my wife, because she manages those things. She's got all the... I got her some plant lights for her birthday last year, and... She's got plenty of indoor plants and a few outdoor plants, some things that just flowers that grow wild out of her garden and stuff like that. But as far as the exact count, I'm the wrong person to ask, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't have any houseplants. I've got a few dogs here. They're between 40 and 50 pounds each, and so I don't have any houseplants. I have to keep the house relatively dog safe. And I imagine with one, my dog Cassidy, that thing would end up sideways in no time. What else can I tell you? I'm putting up an HF rig. I'm a new general ham, so I've never made an HF transmission, and I'm setting up my radio here. I'm going to put up the antenna this weekend. It's a multi-band vertical antenna, and I got a Yaesu 891. Level class are you with the ham?
Well, congratulations on getting your general. Yeah, I'm working on it. Been a tech for 3 years now, and I started on the general course. I've been doing ham radio prep, and I got sidetracked. Started on that last spring, got sidetracked on it. Probably have forgotten. I got halfway through and probably have forgotten most of it already. So I'll have to go back and take it from the beginning. But congratulations. I've got an HF rig. I've never even done I think it's just 10 meter rig. I bought it from our club president, and just haven't got the antenna out for it yet. Looking at some options. I have a J-pole up for my 2 meter, and I've got a TV antenna that seems to have locked itself into place. The rotor no longer on it, so kind of disappointing for pulling in the TV stations. I don't know what to do about that, but I think we just signed up for YouTube TV, so we've got our local TV stations. And it's on about a five-foot mast off the peak, so I might just go ahead and repurpose that. I know we were talking about putting a long wire across our roof, but I might just repurpose that and look at some options there.
Yeah, roger that. There's, you know, one of my other radio compadres has, he's chosen a wire, like a N-Fed half-wave N-Fed or something like that, and that seems to be working for him. He says he started out on some ham sticks. That seems to be a popular solution. I went straight for the vertical. It's a 5 band, does 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80, and it has traps in it. It's a Hustler, you know, it has to be tuned, I guess, so that's something that I'm going to be, I'm so new to the hobby, I don't really have any knowledge of, so I'll be learning something this weekend. But yeah, how's your week been so far? What do you have going on the rest of the week?
Well, basically, just work. My wife and I went to the MSU Boston College game on Saturday. It's the first. I work at Michigan State. I haven't been to a game in 39 years to actually see a game. So we went and stayed and put a double overtime and watched State take it by the 2-point conversion. And, that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, just back to work. Work Tuesday through Saturday. So, and then we'll see, I guess, what's going on this weekend. What have you got going for the rest of the week?
That's very interesting. I actually this is KFA-EDQ for radio IDs. I actually interviewed in the high performance computing department maybe 10 years ago at MSU. They have like a private compute platform for the students, and some like they get federal grants to do a certain amount of work, and they'll use those grants to do to add capacity to their compute clusters. And I did not get the way it was explained to me was that they didn't end up getting the grant that they were going to use to get me in, but it's funny the way it worked. I ended up going getting recruited over to Ford Motors because they have a private compute platform as well, and so that's what I do for a living today. Been doing that ever since I got scooped up somewhere else. So, I love it. My responsibility is I add functionality to the high performance computing clusters, and I write code all day basically, and I install applications and shared spaces and things like that. So that's what I'm going to be busy doing this week. But I've got, like I said, I've got 3 dogs. One of them is registered as a therapy dog, and so I'm in the process of getting us oriented to multiple locations so we can visit pretty much anybody anywhere in the area. So I'm building up my my volunteer resume, as it were. Back to you, Dan.
Wow, yeah, very good. It sounds like you found something that you love to do. And, I think when it comes to working for a living, that's half the battle. I'm a an operations engineer for WKAR. I monitor radio and TV stations, and we do some production work and closed captioning and FCC compliance and a lot of different stuff. We're kind of a jack of all trades these days, and one of our interns that we had, I hated to see him go. Just awesome guy. He caught on to our operation really quick, and he was a student intern. But he got a different internship, and he's a computer science major, so he's really into it. But he loves our place, working in our plant, and the internship is more along the lines of what he would like to do. But he's gonna try it and see what it's like in the real world, and I don't know, he may be back. May apply for a part-time staff position or whatnot. We'd love to have him, but I've been doing what I do for, TV, on the TV side. I've been at it for 40 years, so, I really enjoy it, and I love the changing technology. One thing about technology, and I'm sure you can relate to this, is it never stands still. There's always something new to learn, and that's part of the fun of the job. KMADAD, back to you.
Roger that, KMADAD. Yes, the technology does change. It changes rapidly, and there's so many facets to it that there's no way you could be an expert in all of it, because there's so many deep rabbit holes. There's so many people working on advancing the technology, and it's all very interesting. I'm more in the virtual environment side. So I build out certain Docker containers for people, and Python environments. More machine learning. I was hired on to do computer assisted engineering type of work, and that's what I've been doing for the past 10 years, but then they started integrating machine learning and artificial intelligence into CAE applications. So now I support what was such a big role before has grown into something that is much more in use. And I kind of hollowed out a spot for myself there. But there's an entire team that does machine learning there, but they're like part of the application and integration team. But it's been a pleasure talking to you, Dan. I got to run in and start doing some work here. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear on your final.
KF8EDQ from KMADAD. Great talking with you this morning, Mike. I tend to monitor. This is the repeater I'm on is the Lansing. It's on McLaren, and it's the Link repeater. So it's the one I monitor most often. That and the 145.39, which is on our WKAR TV tower out there in Okemos. But great making contact with you this morning, and again, congratulations on the general. I hope to join you there soon. Just got to get back to work on it, but have a great day, and 73, take care. KMADAD will be clear and monitoring.
Okay, so that...
NAWCB, this is KYNU.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Good afternoon to you. Well, long weekend's over, and our up north is over, and back at it here. How'd we do today?
Oh, it was miserable today. It was honestly busy, and we kept up to about the best as we could, but towards the end of the day, it just it wasn't enough.
I believe it. It's been busy over here today. I've heard Sterling Stage 2 here twice go out. It seems like they've had multiple units with them, either police or other fire apparatus with them today. It's kind of been a busy day. Don't know what it is. We caught a good time to go out this morning, but it's been busy. Glad you're heading north.
Yeah, me too. It's glad to be out of there. It was just understaffed, and everybody and his brother decided to call today. So, how was your day?
Somehow it always happens when you're understaffed. You're minimum or low on manpower. I definitely get you. We're doing pretty good. Went for my physical this morning. The doctor seemed pleased. Wait to hear about the blood work here. We'll get it probably today, tomorrow, something like that. But then we went to Panera Bread. Mom won a gift card from the wedding shower up north. So we went over there, enjoyed some breakfast, and a little bit today, but other than that, we're doing pretty good here. I'm doing some more proofreading for Leahy, too. He's submitted his chapter 4, so not as long as Melissa's, but I'm just working on a chapter. But other than that, doing pretty good.
Hey, good. Good. Glad you guys had a good time and got to go out to eat. That's pretty good. The Panera's a good place to eat. They got good soup and sandwiches and stuff like that, so that sounds really good.
Yeah, it was. It was really enjoyable. It wasn't too busy at that time, and I think we had I forgot what it was called, but it had six of something, and we both had coffees, and it was a $25 gift certificate, and a little under $25, and we got to sit in there and enjoy it. I think the last time we went in there was with Pastor Golf. I think it was about 7-8 years ago, so enjoyed it very much.
Good, yeah. I like that place. They got a lot of good stuff. I can't eat a lot of the stuff there now because, you know, I might be on the diet, or the type of diet that I'm on, but that's okay. It's still just good, maybe treat once in a blue moon or something like that. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, we might try to do it a little bit more frequently, maybe once a month or something like that. It was nice. It really was. It's been good to get out of the house a little bit, and whether it's up north or again just around here at the doctors and going across Hall Road there, it was good. We needed it, and just some beautiful weather. Enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you guys had fun, safe travels. I think the car did well.
It did actually, and with the weather the way it is, I'm thank God that how it worked out with the weather. It definitely got cold down in the low 40s up there, and but the car did well. Didn't burn any oil, didn't have any issues. In fact, it took us a little bit to get up there. We stopped at Whitey's and went across the 57 and 46, but coming back, we came back US 10 to I-75 and made it home in about 3 hours. Very little traffic on Sunday afternoon.
Hey, good. That works out really well.
NHWCB. Yes, it did. It really was a nice time. It was a nice, kind of awkward, I think of showers, for women, but I guess they made it a wedding shower where they invited everybody, husbands, wives, whatever, to come. It really, she got a lot of nice gifts, and it was just a really nice time. It was well organized. Jackie did that, and good church service this Sunday. It was good to be there. Good to see the people up there again. Just enjoyed the time very much. Very relaxing.
Hey, good. Sounds good there. Good trip and good time away from home and see family. That's pretty cool.
It was definitely good to be back, but enjoyed it very much there. How was Leo's weekend there in Traverse City, and how did the picnic go? It looked like they got some good pictures there.
It went really well. Leo had a lot of fun. Hannah actually covered the cost for her going up there and her food and everything else, so really didn't have to pay for anything. It was very relaxing for Leo. She had a good time, with Hannah and her church there, and it was relaxing. The kids, they're still alive, and I'm not tied up, stuck in a closet somewhere. So that's good stuff there. The picnic went well. We had a good turnout, and it was really good. I think that's something that we're going to try to do here next year if we can, do a picnic and make it a tradition, you know.
Yeah, it definitely sounded like you had a good weekend for it, and glad for Leo and Hannah, and grateful for, that's very kind of her to cover and help out in that way, and I'm glad you guys got to go to the picnic, and like I say, I noticed the pictures, looked like you guys had a good time, a good turnout, and I think if I remember right, you guys were able to do the fox hunt too, and it sounded like that. If I'm correct, that turned out pretty good too.
Yeah, it went very well. We had Dean, the new guy, one of the new guys there, and then also another newer guy that responded to the postcards there. So overall, it was a good time. It was a lot of fun, a lot of burgers and hot dogs, but it was good.
Ah, great. Glad to hear it. Sounds like looking at the pictures, Mike had the grill well in hand and had it covered, and that's great. I'm glad. Hopefully, timing will work out there for us next year. We'll see what happens down the road. But I think that'd be a good event. Good event for the group, face to face. And hey, like I say. A couple of new faces there. I think that's also is a good starting point to introduce yourselves to them and see what it's all about. Yeah, for sure. It worked out well. It worked out very well. And overall, it was a good time. So hopefully here next year, like I said, we'll get to do that. I know we're planning on doing a Christmas party here in December, so lots of good stuff coming up.
Yes, I agree. It definitely sounds like the newsletter, getting ready, gearing up for the set, and that'll be a good training exercise also. Put that to work. So it's good to see some training, some events, some face-to-face socializing, a little bit of relaxed atmosphere, and also the in-person meetings where there's training. So it sounds like a very, very good balance there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It's been good. It's been really good. The meeting with Brandon went really well. The county is going to bring us in on some things. So they're working on getting their own mass notification system. So they're looking at maybe just including us in that. So we don't have to pay for it. They've covered it. They cover it. And we're going to be getting shirts for us and then some training as well as far as like damage assessment. Different things like traffic, directing traffic and stuff like that. So that's useful. So it's gonna be really good.
Hey, that's great. I'm glad things went well. I'm glad you guys got to meet with him and everybody's on the same page and they're willing to do that, to reach out and, both sides here on this subject. And, damage assessment, that's definitely, an important part of things, especially in the emergency management end of it. It's been about 40 years, I remember taking Red Cross damage assessment in disaster training. And, yeah, it's good to have, and with the traffic control as well. So a lot of good areas to be involved.
Yeah, for sure. It is really good, and they're wanting to get things going here for us. He's got a meeting with some of the community leaders here in November and then in April, and in April he's thinking about bringing Mike and I up for this meeting with the communities and introducing us and having us sell ARPSB to the local communities here in Polk County. So that's to be a big one.
Yes, I agree with that. And from a county standpoint, it's good, but the local community needs anything, or at least they know they're out here. And again, we're going to reintroduce the hospital EOCs and think about the the local city township EOCs, and it's part of the structure. So again, it's phasing in and building back up there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's nice to have the county backing us up. He's assigned a liaison to our group, so now we have somebody directing in the office. He gets busy, and he's like, I don't want you guys to fall through the cracks. He's like, so I've got a liaison for you assigned to your group. So you can always go to her, or you can come to me.
NAWCBI, yeah, I think that's quite favorable there. Keep the group at the forefront, and again, the liaison is an important person. He's busy, he's got things going, maybe he can't get right back or something. Again, the liaison is important piece of the puzzle there, and I think, again, that shows a very favorable response there for the group. I think that's great.
It is. So it'll be good. He's looking at possibly, depends on his availability, he's looking at joining us for the set. We're going to possibly use the EOC, open it up, and he's like, I might just be here and help out with it as much as I can. So.
Yeah, I can definitely see what's going on, and I mean, even if it's for a short, you know, a short period of time, at least, it shows interest, and he can, see the technology, the group at work, and, they can see, I'm sure, interaction, asking questions, finding out those types of things. So, again, he can see firsthand what's happening and what's available for the group.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working with him a little bit more and getting involved more. And it's nice to have the county backing us up and working with us. And it's pretty cool. It really is. We got a good emergency manager, very smart, and he comes from Oakland County originally, coming out here, so he's very familiar with ARPSB and what the group can do. So it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. And again, coming from Oakland County, they're very proactive there. Their Homeland Security people are very proactive with their ARPSB. They're very giving, supportive, and I think so that familiarity is good and good with this group here going forward. I think that's another plus.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and grab some supper. But appreciate you coming along north and the good conversation. Hopefully you guys have a good evening, stay warm, and hopefully I get to talk to you here tomorrow or Thursday.
Yes, indeed. Wow, that 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so went pretty quickly, but lots of conversation, lots to catch up on, but glad you're home safe there, and thanks for the ride along. Hey, you got a day off tomorrow, so enjoy the evening and enjoy the day off with family, and be good there tonight. But anyway, tell everyone hello, and 73s and 88 to you with the family. Like I say, hope you have a good evening and a good day off tomorrow. NAWCB is clear on your final. Probably talk to you, like I say, tomorrow or Thursday. Take care.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. KAYN Euclid.
KI7 QMD listing 96.